All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. The Los Angeles Clippers can finally put the past behind them as Steve Ballmer is officially taking over as the team's owner. Now, of course, earlier this year, Ballmer did pay $2.1 billion to acquire the Los Angeles Clippers NBA franchise. And of course, the embattled and now former Clippers owner Donald Sterling was putting up a tremendous fight. But, you know, his attempts to keep the Clippers basketball team have been denied. And of course, we all know what happened, you know, when Sterling made some rather racial comments earlier this year and new NBA commissioner Adam Silver stepped in and he took the team away from Sterling due to the fact that, you know, he was not portraying the right image of the NBA. And, you know, Adam Silver did what he was supposed to do and take the team away from Mr. Donald Sterling. Now, looking ahead for this Los Angeles Clippers team, this is only the second time in franchise history, and this dates back to their days as the Buffalo Braves, and I'm talking about from 1974 to 1976, when the Clippers made the postseason in three consecutive years. They've done it in the past three, and they are looking to step into uncharted waters, mind you, and make the playoffs for a fourth season. And, you know, led by their head coach, Doc Rivers, who is one of the best in the business as far as leading men, you know, this Clippers team, they can, you know, not only look forward to getting back to the postseason in the upcoming NBA year, but more importantly, winning their first NBA championship. Now, no matter what the Clippers do this season, they're not going to be able to step out of that shadow, that huge shadow that has been cast in Southern California as far as NBA basketball goes in referencing to the Los Angeles Lakers. You look at the Lakers, they have won 16 NBA championships, second most in league history. And the Clippers, even if they won the next two NBA championships, it's not going to take away from what the Lakers have done, and that they're not going to be out of that shadow. But it is a step in the right direction for this organization. You have stars on this team. You look at point guard Chris Paul. You look at forward Blake Griffin. And, of course, center DeAndre Jordan. So there is plenty of talent there. The city of Los Angeles is beginning to get captivated by this Clippers team. Of course, you look at the fact that the Lakers have not been doing that good in the past few years, and the Clippers are a better basketball team right now, and people are flocking to the Staples Center to support them. I think Ballmer is going to help this team because you figure he comes in as a former CEO of Microsoft. This guy, his net worth is over $20 billion right now. And Donald Sterling, for the length that he ran this team from 1981 until this year, you know, the Clippers were a laughing stock in the NBA. I mean, the Los Angeles Clippers, that's where careers went to die. That's how things were there. And, you know, Donald Sterling was all about making money. Yes, his team was not winning consistently, but the bottom line is he was making money. Now, on the flip side, Donald Sterling's friend, the late, great Dr. Jerry Buss, who purchased the Los Angeles Lakers in 1978, you know, this was a guy that you look during his tutelage as far as, you know, running the Lakers and how successful this team was for the decade of the 1980s. The Lakers were in the NBA Finals almost every single year. You go back to the three-peat from 2000 to 2002 with Kobe and Shaq. Of course, a few years ago, the Lakers won back-to-back NBA championships again. And Jerry Buss, during his time, can say as an owner, he won 10 NBA championships. Not a lot of guys can say that. My point is, he brought a different philosophy to the table than Donald Sterling did. And I think Steve Ballmer is going to be in that same category as well. He's going to look to this team to get them to a championship level. He bid $2.1 billion for this team and got it. Okay? When Donald Sterling purchased the Clippers in 1981, he only paid $12 million for it. I'm only saying only due to the fact of what you look and see of what Ballmer put down to acquire this team. So he has a right business mind on his shoulders, and it's a situation he's going to get the best out of his money, or out of his deal, rather. You look at the L.A. market, the second biggest market in the United States, media-wise. And, you know, he knows that he's sitting on a gold mine, And, you know, deep playoff runs and, more importantly, a potential championship is going to increase the value of this franchise and is also going to increase his bank account as well. So I think it's a marriage made in heaven for the Los Angeles Clippers, their head coach Doc Rivers, who is threatening to leave if Donald Sterling stayed around, and the players as well, and more importantly, the folks in Southern California. Folks, I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check me out at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.